You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Today we begin a new sermon series called Losing My Religion, a grace-based faith. Losing My Religion, a grace-based faith. By the end of this sermon series over the next many weeks, I want you to be excited about losing your religion. That's right. I want you to lose your religion and instead take on and find a grace-based faith. Throughout the history of the world and in our current era, we see the effects of religion. We see religion oftentimes, in fact, at its worst. At its worst, religion has been used as a weapon to hurt other people, to be exclusionary, to push people out, to say, you're not in, you don't believe the right things, you don't have the right stuff, you're not good enough. Religion often comes with all of these rules and regulations and a whole bunch of stuff you're supposed to think and talk and act like, written and unwritten norms for people. As we often see throughout the New Testament, especially Jesus and Paul are constantly shaking their finger or even their fist at this religion that is out there that has been constantly trying to fortify itself, defend itself, fight for itself. Almost any time in my own life as a pastor, when I see religious folks like myself, and sometimes even myself, really getting like, oh, we've got to defend this idea, this belief, this thing, our God, I immediately have to stop and go, wait a minute, that's not faith. Faith doesn't need defended. And it certainly doesn't ever need to go on a proactive attack. God doesn't need protected by me, little me. And so when we're in that mode, we can imagine that that's probably religion gone awry. That is some sort of belief system that's become an ideology, that has become dogmatism, that somehow I believe I'm being attacked. Which really gets into my own anxieties, my own fears, my own sense of not really being confident about something. It gets into my own, James uses the word, doubts about all of these things. About my life, about my power, about my place in the world. So losing my religion and instead finding a grace-based faith. And so that brings us to James chapter 1 right here, where we start off with this really interesting paragraph. Brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy. Now, that's not how you and I react to trials of any kind. We don't count it all joy. Instead, we go, this is miserable. This is terrible. This is horrific. This shouldn't be happening. And immediately, what do you and I begin to do? We begin to try to bargain with the higher power, with the divine, with the sacred, with, God. As if God is a superhero or a genie or someone to do a transaction with. And it's that word transaction that I want you to consider for a moment, because so often in religion, our actions, our thoughts, our beliefs are very transactional. If I act this way, if I believe these things, then I should get these things in life. If I'm good, God will reward me. If I believe the right things, then God's going to treat me well. If I behave, then God gives me everything that I'm really hoping for, or at least meets all of my needs. It's very transactional. I do this, God does this. I scratch God's back, God scratches mine. Transactional. And when we see God that way, when we see our daily lives that way, when we see our relationships that way, what happens when we encounter trials of any kind? We're immediately like, this isn't fair. This shouldn't be happening to me. I've put in my time. I've put in my good works. I've put in my good beliefs. I've put in my church attendance. I've put in my Bible reading. I've put in my good deeds for someone less fortunate. So this shouldn't be happening right now. Transaction, religion. On the other side, though, is a grace-based faith. A grace-based faith creates space in our lives to consider the trials of any kind. It creates a kind of place for us where we go, oh, yeah, life has these things that happen. This isn't karma. I'm not getting revenge on me because of something bad I've put in the world. I'm not being treated unfair because I did all this good stuff, and where's all the good stuff coming back at me? No. Life is filled with trials and tribulation and testing, and it's tough. It's tough. So in this place of a grace-based faith, I can actually have space in my life because of that grace where I can face trials of any kind and consider it nothing but joy. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, resilience, strength, and perseverance. And let endurance have its full effect so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. Those of you who've gone through the stuff in life and allowed that grace-based faith to create that kind of space around you, go through trials of all kinds, and you do. I've seen you. You count it all joy. You have gratitude in the midst of it. In fact, it's like you really take in the good in the midst of all of the terrible things. You're able to stop and go, there's a rose here in the midst of the desert, and I can go and smell it. I can go and see it. I can go and experience that goodness, even though everything around seems absolutely hopeless. We call that, friends, trust. So we have transactional religion versus trust that comes from a grace-based faith. Trust that I'm going to get through this. Trust that God is alongside of me in the middle of it. Trust that this is what happens to people. It's not unfair. It's not like I did something and these kinds of things shouldn't happen. It's not like I did something bad and now retribution is happening to me. It's not like there's a God up above who's playing cosmic games that I can blame all of this on. No, this is just life. And so if that is life, how about I look around and see the good, experience the grace that is all around. This book of James is what we're going to be in for this sermon series on losing my religion, a grace-based faith. It's going to be something that we're constantly looking at and going, oh yeah, I'm getting back in that transactional thing again, and I need to move to trust. And throughout this text that we read today, you see that over and over again, the way that we see our trials, the way that we see poverty and riches, that Even if you and I think we can put our trust in the resources we put around us, which once again is transactional, that no, those are like flowers in the field. They disappear, they get scorched by the heat, they wither, the flower falls, and its beauty perishes. It is the same way with the rich in the midst of a busy life. They will wither away. And finally, in the text, no one when tempted should say, I am being tempted by God. Essentially, this is God's fault. This is why this is happening. I believe in the genie, and the genie is against me. This is God's fault. This shouldn't be happening right now. And James comes back and goes, no. That's not how this works. That's a religion-based understanding. That's an immature way. That's a transactional way. No, one is tempted by one's own desires. My desire to go, this is unfair. My desire to say, these things shouldn't happen in my life. My desire that says, no. And like an immature adolescent, we take these fits and go, no, this shouldn't be happening to me. But when we move into a grace-based faith, this cycle that James describes doesn't happen. We're not tempted by our own desire. We're not lured and enticed by it. We're not having that desire conceive and giving birth to sin, and when that sin is fully grown, giving birth to death. Instead, we're not deceived by the transaction, by the religion, by the rules, by the regulations, by the trying to fit in and have an exclusionary group that I'm a part of where bad things don't happen. No. Instead, I'm part of the inclusive group of all humanity who has bad things happen to all of us throughout our lives. And in that space, God comes alongside of us. Doesn't make it go away through magic, but instead says, I am here with you always, even until the end of the age. I am here for you in life and in death. We belong to God. May you this week begin to create that kind of space around you, knowing that God's grace is coming in to these spaces with you, that it's not about a transaction. No, it's about trust. It's about relationship. It's about connection. It's about real life.